history of the NFL. That's right. More money than Peyton, more money than Tom Brady. Eli Manning is number one all time. Tom will catch him if he signs another like 2-year deal. This guy has made $252 million in salary, and he cashed all those checks. That is good work if you can get it. 16 seasons, $252 million, and the last four just coasting.
Salute to him, because he was terrible late.
Pro bowler at the bank. An all-pro at the bank. First team.
I wonder if he brags about that with Peyton and Cooper. Cooper's got a couple dollars himself.
Yeah, Cooper's like he's doing like a whole different thing. But if you're Eli, what does Peyton have to brag about? You have as many Super Bowl rings as he does, and you were actually instrumental in both of your Super Bowls. So, you know, Peyton gets to be considered one of the greatest of all time. But Eli's going to the Hall of Fame, too. We might not like it, but it's what's going to happen. And he's an all-pro at the bank. $252 million for Eli Manning. Good for him. Salute that general with all that money. All right, on to the White Sox. Rick Renteria. If we play this cut. Drop the music for a second, Herbie. If we play this cut. Now, everyone has probably read, like you maybe read Feegan this morning or read Van Scowen this morning. Everyone knows, but if we play this, don't we have to abide by it? If we play Ricky Renteria saying what he's getting ready to say, don't we have to look at it this way? Am I wrong?
It's like Paxton saying that they expect to make the playoffs.
He didn't say that. He didn't say it.
His coach said it.
Of course he did. And so did the players. Of course they said it. He said it too. But they're going to act like they didn't say it if things don't go well. All right, we'll do it. This is what Ricky Renteria said about the 2020 White Sox.
I would be disappointed if we don't make the postseason. I think that would be accurate. We want to break through. We want this to be an impactful season. And I think you can't force those things. You got to allow them to obviously play themselves out. But I think man for man, now we at least have a little bit more ammunition to be able to go out and compete, hopefully on a consistent basis that puts those victories on the board.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You can bring the music back up. Well, he wasn't the only one that was kind of talking big. General manager of the team talking big, too.
Quite candidly, we haven't accomplished anything yet. Like, we haven't won yet. This whole process was about winning championships, was about finishing with a parade at the end of October down Michigan Avenue. Until that happens, I don't think any of us are really in a position to, you know, feel satisfied or feel like we've accomplished anything. We've had a nice winter. We've had, frankly, in our opinion, a real nice 3 years since we started with the Chris Sale trade 3 years ago last December. We think the very bright days are ahead of us, and we look forward to enjoying them. But in terms of feeling like we've accomplished something or being satisfied, ask me after the parade.
What? Ask him after what parade? What parade are you talking about, Rick Hahn?
Bud Billiken.
I mean, it is right down the street from the ballpark.
Southside Irish.
Sure. You want to go all the way down there? Do they still do that? I thought they canceled that.
I have
that.
No idea.
Is that still a thing? Because it became like a problem. I know people who live in Beverly who, like, folks will just come up and be like, can I use your bathroom? No, you can't use my bathroom. I don't know you.
And then they would use their bathroom.
They would use the lawn.
Outside.
Instead of it. Still better than inviting that person into your house. I'm just saying. Don't stop believing. I like it. Sox Fest will be tonight over at McCormick Place, so that'll be a lot of fun. And they've shortened it to 2 days, which is cool. I don't have a problem with them moving it to McCormick. I actually kind of like it because if you've ever been to like a fan festival or anything over there, it's easy. You get in and out. You got a lot of space. there are times where it's just like even careening down the staircases in the Hilton, it just become laborious. So this is easy. You get on the escalator, you walk into the Grand Hall there, and you enjoy some White Sox baseball. So that's it. That is your rundown for Friday, January 24th, 2020. How about we do this? You're a White Sox fan. We haven't had a chance to really talk other than me talking to you, not you talking to me. So why don't we talk about how you feel right now? How you feel getting ready for a fan festival that's going to take place this weekend, and how you feel about where the team is at. So we'll open the phone lines to do it. 312-644-6767 is the number if you would like to call. If calling is not your bag and you'd rather text us, you're more than welcome to do that. 670-11 is the way that you can text the show. We're going to talk a lot about the White Sox for the remainder of the show. We are going to make some room for Rick Camp to debut his Bulls bingo card. Bulls play the Kings tonight, correct?
Yep.
Great. Then you can have it for tonight's game. Back after this on The Score.
The biggest game on the planet is right here on The Score. Hear Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid's Kansas City Chiefs.
For the first time in 50 years, the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Take on Nick Bosa and the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54.
The San Francisco 49ers are going to the Super Bowl for the seventh time in franchise history.
Listen live Super Bowl Sunday only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Or radio.com sports station. A presentation of Westwood One Sports, brought to you by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets.
Hey. Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
After much deliberation, I've decided we should switch to Geico.
Hey, sounds good to me.
We could save hundreds of dollars on our car insurance.
Which, now I'm just blue skying here, we can reinvest those funds into my business idea.
Oh, not this again.
First, get some investors on board, right?
Nobody is going to invest in dental floss made of turkey jerky.
Okay. Well, not with that attitude. Wow.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows. Subscribe